Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into yet another Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, another fabulous question, particularly for this time of the year, from Sarah Munnick. Sarah said she wants to improve her comrade seeding from H to G. Her times have been getting progressively better, and she had a good Deloitte marathon time and didn't feel sore the next day. She really wants to improve the seeding and wanted some advice on if attempting the Lost Corp 50 or the Slow Mag 42 would be a better option. She's got a goal of a sub 11 comrades this year, and she's worried that it may be tough to get a sub 11 finish from the H seeding batch.
Yeah, look, Brad always makes the joke in the down run that H stands for Howick, and I've this year started with the joke that on the up run, H stands for Hawaii. But so you are a long way back. I guess that's really the point I'm trying to make. But unfortunately, as we're getting into the sort of final throes of preparing for comrades, neither Slow Mag nor it wasn't normally done, it was Lost Corp. Neither Slow Mag nor Lost Corp are ideal choices. They're very close to comrades, and if you're going to go and run them hard and get yourself a better seeding, you're going to mess up your sort of tape into comrades, and you're going to start with tight legs. So what I feel you're doing there is never mind compromising your sub 11 chances, I feel like you're compromising your chances of finishing comrades. So my advice would be to go and raise 5,000 rand and get into the CC batch if you want to get out of H batch. But you really just need to focus on the training now. And also, while H is a long way back and you are going to lose time going over that start line, on the up run, you don't lose nearly as much time as on the down run. The down run, you lose a hell of a lot of time because the roads are narrow in Maritzburg, but Durban, you literally run out onto the highway. So it does clear out quite quickly. And more important than the time you lose when you go over the line is that for the up run, because the road then is quite wide, you tend to be able to run from the first kilometer. You know, you don't have to like really be stopping and starting and running into the back of the people for the whole of the first kilometer. So my advice would be to resist the temptation. And yeah, I would just use those as training runs.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah, I hope that helps. And I couldn't agree with more with Lindsay as well. It's just, to me, particularly on the uprun, I think, like Lindsay said, it clears out really quickly. I mean, the last uprun, myself and my training partner literally started right at the back, and we had absolutely no hassle. So, fantastic. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We're back again with another edition tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time. And, thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.